I'm Mark Sullinger, producer and one of the hosts of The Moth Podcast. For nearly two decades, The Moth has brought live storytelling to stages around the world and to millions of listeners. These are real people telling true stories from their lives. Stories about a lost family recipe, about working to free a wrongfully convicted man, about realizing you need to leave your May-December romance. Stories that will move you, surprise you, make you laugh. Stories you can't forget. Join us. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Two people enter. Only one will leave. Do you have what it takes? Can you beat Jeez?
So all week we have tickets to a really fun show coming to A-Line. It's Ben Schwartz and Friends, comedic improv group. You know Ben Schwartz. He's been on a bunch of TV shows. He's super, super funny, and that's coming up May 31st at A-Line. Let's get you a playing partner this morning. Good morning. Which friend of show is this?
This is Alexandra. Hello.
Hello, Alexandra. Welcome to the Roctagon. I'm not sure if you're aware how good Jeets has been playing. He is currently 190 wins, 17 losses. He's 20-0. And again, we are playing for tickets to go see Ben Schwartz and Friends at A-Line on May 31st.
Of course she knows how good I've been doing, Terry boy. She's been swept up in all the fandom of Candy Beat Jeets. She had a text in to try to beat me.
Alexandra, name is your buzzer. First one to get three right will be your champion. Best of luck. Question number one, when did the Secret Service begin protecting the president?
Oh, Jeets, I'll say... What year, you said?
Yes, what
or
year?
What president?
What year?
I'll say, I don't know, 1920.
1920, good guess, but incorrect. Alexandra, you have a guess?
1946?
Not as good a guess as Jeets. 1901. A little late for a couple of presidents.
Yeah. Lincoln's like,
thanks. Question number two. What does a conchologist collect? A conchologist.
You can't even say it.
I know, it's tough. What does a conchologist collect?
Is it seashells?
It is seashells. Great answer, Alexandra.
Awesome.
Yeah, you're out in the lead now. Question number three. What is the pen name for Theodore Geisel? Just celebrated his birthday, Theodore Geisel.
Theodore Geisel?
What is his pen name?
His pen name? Is it...
Nom de plume.
I had no idea.
I'm stumped. I can't even think.
Dr. Seuss.
You think his last name would be Seuss?
Question number four. In the Addams Family, what does Morticia do that always excites Gomez?
Oh, my God. She...
I can't remember.
Man, these questions suck.
No, they're good. I think Alexandra made a guess, but she's out. So what do you have here, Jeets?
Cleavage.
Cleavage is an excellent guess. She speaks French.
I didn't know that one.
Question number five. What's the oldest active ballpark in Major League Baseball?
Jeets, I believe that would... Well, it's one or two. I believe it's Fenway.
Fenway Park is the right answer. You guys are tied up. Question number six. What's the best-selling cookie brand in the world?
Jeets, is it... Oh, God. Is it Oreo?
I can only think
Oreo
of
is right. Jeets.
It is!
Oh, yeah, man. Jeets jumps out of the lead. Alexander, if he gets one more right, he's going to be the champion. Question number seven. On Saturday Night Live, the Coneheads claim to be from what country?
I do not know this, so I will guess Jeets.
France is the right answer, Alexandra. She has tied the game. Question number eight. This can still fly with only 25% of its wings.
Jeets, a bald eagle.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Jeets?
Bald eagle.
Bald eagle is incorrect. Alexandra, what did you say?
What is a bee?
A bee is incorrect as well. A butterfly. A butterfly can fly.
I do like how she answered via question as if we were playing Jeopardy.
Well, she understands the smartness of this show. Question number 9. What is kept in a ship's binnacle?
Man, these freaking questions. The anchor.
The anchor is great. Yes, it's incorrect. Alexandra.
A ship's binnacle or finnacle?
Binnacle.
The cannonballs?
Cannonballs is a really good guess. It's actually the compass. The compass is what you'll find it in the ship's binnacle. Yes. Question number 10.
Do most ships still have cannonballs these days?
The fun ones. Question number 10. What country has a museum dedicated to Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Jeez, that's got to be Austria, right?
It is Austria.
Yeah!
This one's in the record books. Alexandra.
Wow, yeah. Worthy challenger. That was a good game.
Nice job today.
All right, thank you.
All right, you're very welcome.
Yeah, no, thank you for playing. She seemed a little nervous, but she did pretty good. But nonetheless, we're going to have to run her over with this celebratory song. Everybody gets it.
Yeah.
You Alexandria.
21 wins now.
Don't go easy on anybody. Keep on rolling, baby.
You know what the good news is? We will do it again tomorrow morning around 7:35. Ever miss an episode of Can You Beat Jeets? We have you covered.
Yeah, we have you covered on Terry Boyd's Worlds Podcast. Let me say that one more time for the people in the back. It's called Terry Boyd's Worlds Podcast. You can download and subscribe to Terry Boyd's Worlds Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.